AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. Embassy officials in Moscow visit jailed NBA star Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner is serving a 9-year sentence. She was convicted of drug possession after Russian police said they found cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are told she is doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
The State Department adds the officials saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance, and the U.S. is pushing for her immediate release, as well as that of Paul Whelan. He was sentenced in 2020 to 16 years in prison on espionage-related charges he and his family say are bogus. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden at a campaign rally for Democrats in Albuquerque, New Mexico, warns of Republican plans should they win the House.
And I'll protect your Social Security. We'll protect Medicare. Protect you. Headline New York Times. Right, flying out here. Headline, GOP signals plan to shrink Social Security. They're saying it out loud.
President later campaigns in California, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. A New York judge will name an independent monitor to keep an eye on former President Donald Trump's business.
The judge's order would restrict a company's ability to freely make deals, sell assets, and change its corporate structure. Judge Arthur Engoron ordered the outside watchdog for the Trump Organization as he presides over a lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The suit alleges Trump and the company routinely misled banks and others about the value of prized assets, including golf courses and hotels bearing his name. James's office says the Trump Organization is continuing to engage in fraud and has taken steps to dodge potential penalties from the lawsuit, such as incorporating a new entity in Delaware named Trump Organization LLC. A Trump lawyer says the Trump entities aren't going anywhere. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The commissioner of the NBA wants Kyrie Irving to apologize for tweeting a link last week to a film containing anti-Semitic material. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Adam Silver says Irving made a reckless decision and wants to know why he posted the link and also wants to hear an apology.
I'll take my responsibility for posting that. Some things that were questionable in there, untrue.
But Kyrie Irving did not apologize.
I didn't mean to cause any harm. I'm not the one that made the documentary.
The tweet has been deleted. Irving also asked reporters why they weren't asking questions about the history of blacks in America.
Where were you guys asking those same questions when I was a kid dealing with learning about the traumatic events of my familial history?
Tape from WABC TV. Irving and his Brooklyn Nets announced each would be donating $500,000 to anti-hate causes.
General Mills and Audi are the latest big advertisers to pause ads on Twitter under new owner Elon Musk. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.